T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Line of sex.
All right, Spiloni, Poirier, and Mega. We're down here at Helix Esports.
You feel it, Lou?
Place. Feel what? Feel
Did
the
you
excitement?
Feel it?
It's game.
Cut the tension with a knife. Look at all these stupid Bills fans all over the place.
Yeah, Bills Mafia is walking in and out of here like left and right. Can't control them. We had a guy, what's his name, Maniac, on here earlier?
This is amazing.
You met him in the bathroom.
Yeah, I met him in the bathroom.
From Trainwreck Sports.
Here's the thing. This is. Let's not act like this isn't a huge game. For more than just like it's more than just bragging rights, it's more about seeding. It's about whether or not you belong in the conversation.
It's about respect.
Yeah, really, I felt like a thing. It's about honor. It's about respect. Somebody needs to give that speech. Somebody needs to sit up there like before the game even starts and give some sort of speech to like, which I don't think it's going to be hard because I think they're all going to be on edge. I think they're all going to be hyped up. I think the energy is going to be at next level, regardless of how crappy it is. I think the fans are going to have an ample opportunity to get lubed up. So this is the perfect – is a Patriots ideal situation.
Christian, yeah. What is your speech sound?
We can control those things.
You come in.
If we can control it, then we need to take control of it.
Guys, can you get in the locker room.
Can I speak first? I just want to say
– What, Mac? I can't hear you.
Could you just play better?
What?
Here's the problem. What you're describing, I agree 100%. Like, it's about respect, what they've done to you the last two times you've played them. How many teams around the league have had that so-called speech during the 20-year run, say, here in New England? You know what I mean? They're like, that's
not a
it.
Lot.
I am tired
Never.
Of it.
Never.
Like, we can't know. I'm just saying, opponents. They're coming to play the New England Patriots. This is it.
All the time.
But the Houston Texans wearing their freaking varsity jackets,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Buffalo's been saying the same thing. Jets have been saying the same thing.
We mock them.
Like, just wanting that to happen doesn't always work.
Now, I get it.
I don't know what you guys think about this game. I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's right out of Baltimore Ravens, Minnesota Vikings. You're
all
playing
losses.
A good team. Yeah. And that's why I think they end up losing, because I don't think that they're disciplined enough. I think they're a dumb football team. I don't think they're ready to make plays in the fourth quarter. They don't have the playmakers. So I could see this being a very good game in the fourth quarter and then just their stars breaking away.
I would say, man, they need a lot of help. They really need everybody. And I hate saying that, but it really needs to be like a unified understanding of what everybody's attitude needs to be, right? When the offense is out here, this is what I want the defense. And not to go all like Russell Wilson and run pass.
Yell run, yell pass. I want everyone into it.
But I do think the offense needs to see the defense going nuts. Like, you get a tackle, there are 10 guys rallying around the ball, like making that runner feel real uncomfortable, and then letting him recognize that it's going to be a battle. Like, you're going to have to earn it. And the same with the offense. Like, a guy catches the ball, there's a run, the whole entire offensive lineman, they go grab him and they pull him up, right? And they escort him back to the huddle. That is what but they need to do it for four freaking quarters. Like, they're not good enough just to go out there and win on skill alone. They need some sort of emotional element to hopefully they play above what they're capable of doing.
And that's what the NFL is. That's why they say every any given Sunday, right? Like,
but
that's
it hasn't.
What
it,
happens.
It has not,
for this
not
team.
Been for you.
Not for
because you're
team.
An average team so far this year. This game, it's not like a gotta have it, like must win game. It's not. By the way that your schedule's set up and if you're going to get into the postseason. But it is about who you are, which so far you have not been able to steal a game. And this is going back like 2 years now at this point. You don't do that, like, unless it's freak circumstances like a monsoon in Buffalo. And so it's not about Buffalo. It's not about your division. It's not about the Dolphins, because all of that stuff is pretty out of your control. Like, if I'm the Patriots, I'm looking at this going, everybody has talked nonstop about how we fell on our faces after the bye last year. And now we're coming out of the bye. We have three games. We took out the Jets, which was a must-win situation. We lose in pretty heartbreaking fashion against the Vikings on Thanksgiving night. This could turn it around for us. Yeah. If you win tonight, then you go out, you look at these next six games, and it feels like anything is possible because you will have done something that they really haven't done behind Mac Jones so far.
Yeah, we were referencing Karen Garrigan's article with 12 wins for Mac Jones. Eight have been complete blowouts. So we've looked at some of his good games. Like, some of the games were like the offense was clicking, and it was, you know, I thought he was good against Tampa Bay. They lost. I thought he was good against Dallas. They lost. He was really good against Baltimore for three quarters. They lost. He threw two picks in the fourth. He was really good against Minnesota. They lost. Enough. Like, and I know it's still early in his career. It's only his second year, but, and it's not all on him. It's the team around him too. But it's like, enough. Like, you've got Cincy, you've got Buffalo, you've got Miami, you've got Arizona, you've got these teams, and it's like, you're going to have to start winning some of these games against teams in the 20s.
And if you're a good team, if you're an above-average team, a good team, then when you get a chance, you take advantage of it, which this team hasn't done, aside from that crazy win monsoon game. So you're coming in, you're seeing a team that basically had to go live in Detroit for a week and a half, like the worst part of the country. I can say that because I was born there. They're stuck out there because they got snowed out of their home game. They've been on the road for 3 weeks. A bunch of the team is like sick, who knows what, like puking their brains out and taking Imodium and whatever else. Their quarterback has some kind of elbow injury and has reverted into the dum-dum that he was for the first 2 years of his career. Like, if you can't get them at this point at home in prime time, like you're the only game on, I'm not sure what respect you have to hang your hat
on. I would say it's based on that, and I would add, you know, not only, you know, third road game in the last 12 games, right, back-to-back games in Detroit, now they're playing here. And that game against Detroit, you really felt like, man, Detroit's probably kicking themselves again. Then we had them. We had them. We scored. We had the lead. We left too much time on the clock.
You're talking about Detroit-Buffalo.
Detroit-Buffalo, because the Buffalo Bills really are like, man, if they're ready for an upset, if they're ready like to just kind of, you know, kind of roll their helmets out there and kind of test the waters a little bit, as opposed to the Patriots coming out with their hair on fire, then I would say this is it. Get a lead. Try to hold it.
I want to spin this on the other way, because the way that we talked about the Vikings last week, Christian, your takeaway was this is the worst time to face the Vikings because they're coming out embarrassed. Mm-hmm. They're wrathful.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to prove something. Isn't that who the Patriots are tonight?
You know, if the Patriots had a longer,
or do they just
they
not have
better,
that?
No, but they were 8-1. They lost. They ended up being 8-2.
Yeah, but do you think that was like a fully backed 8-1?
It doesn't matter. They lost by 37 points to the Cowboys, and then sure enough, at home, and they have another chance to kind of rectify that. And they, you know, listen, I would say an inspired Patriots team. Listen, they're not the best that they face, but you beat them, and then you got the lead, and you held on to it. And everybody, all your stars made plays.
Mago, to your point, talking about when, you know, mistakes, like Josh Allen, if he throws a pick. Like last week, you know, Kirk Cousins threw you one. It was an awful pick, whatever. On his back foot, he throws it up there for you. Great. You get it down to run it down to the 17-yard line. Three plays later, you gain 1 yard and kick a field goal. You know what I mean? Like the other one was the Marcus Jones 46-yard punt return. Got you to midfield. You know, a couple plays later, you kick a field goal. You know, like those are the things that if he's going to give it up and put you on the 17-yard line, it can't be three and out, kick a field goal. Not against this football team. Like, you can't. You got to take advantage of stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I would say, man, if you're going to be opportunistic, like, this is a night to do it. I do think there's something to say about this whole changing of the guard. I do feel
why
like.
Why you got to keep bringing it back to the British?
Because the
Royals
prince
are in town.
And
real
princess
quick,
duchess were here, right?
Why did they go to the Celtics game and not Thursday Night Football?
It's too cold.
Maybe they're
is
here.
Is just too far away?
Maybe I they're mean, here tonight.
No offense. Like, I love the Celtics. You guys know this. Wasn't exactly a huge game last night.
So I wanted to see a winner.
What?
Oh, see, wow.
Isn't this like the big event? That's a big national event.
So who decides what game they go to? They say, listen, do you want to see a winner or do you want to see a
winner? Looking at the itinerary, this game was, there's no other game tonight. Like, there's never going to be flexed out of anything.
They're on the way home.
The New England Patriots, like, they can't go to
that. No, Friday night's the thing in Fenway, right?
Yeah, they're here through Friday.
They might have more events tonight.
What
are they? Might have had a dinner.
Like, what?
I don't know.
Who are they having dinner with that's more important?
Who knows? Michelle Wu.
It'd be a great opportunity.
Do you think Robert Kraft invited them?
I would think.
You college football, we college football, too.
Are we sure they're
Bobby
not here?
Bobby Kraft sitting up in the box with them?
Bobby Kraft.
I mean, are we sure they're not going to be here?
It's a good question.
I'm not sure of that.
I mean, we all heard some whisperings about the Celtics game ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I just struck me because I was like, damn, no offense to the Celtics, who I love. This is the much bigger game.
Yeah, but they need to some more culture. They probably got some symphony or some like.
What's
play
more
or
cultural
something.
In New England than the Patriots?
Yeah, to his part.
This is our culture.
What is this? Like, why are we supporting them?
What do you think Kate Middleton would say if she saw someone jump through a table?
Ew.
What?
Oh.
William.
So trashy.
Out of here.
As if.
Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Brock, who's in Middlebro. I don't think he likes the Patriots' chances here. What do you say, Brock?
Four rapid-fire reasons why I think the Patriots are going to lose. I fear Judon has hit his wall. He might stink going forward. I think Josh Allen's going to be able to run all over the defense. I think our O-line is going to be like Swiss cheese, Max in trouble. And I don't think the best wide receiver on the Patriots would start for the Bills. All that being said, I'm a dumb caller. What do I know? Pats by 10 tonight.
There you go.
All right, I like it,
Brock.
The
fact that he had it all locked up and knew exactly what he wanted to say.
Oh, I like
job.
It. By the way, did you see this? Mikey Reese, the Patriots have elevated kicker Tristan Vizcaino.
Yes.
And guard Bill Murray from the practice squad. Vizcaino can handle kickoffs, easing the load on Nick Folk. We wouldn't want to put too much on a guy that kicks the ball.
Well, he is responsible for all their points.
It's true. You'd say that with many other offenses, but Nick Folk... And he's not a young guy.
You got to keep him off his feet.
Yeah.
So Bill Murray being activated, guard, depth. Like they we don't know what the offensive line is. When we come back, let's do that. Let's take a peek at the what the offensive line and the injury situation is with both teams. We also have your calls. What do you expect here tonight? Is this a must-win for your New England Patriots? 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, let's get right to your phone calls. You guys get you ready. You guys are ready for this game tonight. Let's go to Dave, who's out in Natick. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, good evening, guys. Nice show today.
Thank you.
I think the reason that Will and Kate went to the Celtics game is maybe they thought it was like relations with Ireland, but you never know. There's three things I think the Patriots have to have happen tonight. That two of them coming true makes it a toss-up with Buffalo. Is they either need to get a defensive or special teams touchdown is one. They have to get two red zone touchdowns, or they have to get a two turnover differential in their favor in order for it to be a toss-up with Buffalo. If two of those things don't happen, I don't see the Patriots winning tonight.
Right. I like this formula. It makes it feel mathematical. It makes it feel possible. I hate math. I know, but it makes sense. Doesn't it make sense to you? Red zone touchdowns.
Okay.
Two turnover differential or a special teams defensive touchdown.
Sounds like you suck.
Or what was the other one?
Special teams defensive touchdown plus two turnover, two red zone touchdowns. Like,
what else do you want?
You want
Josh Allen to get lost going to the stadium?
Yeah. The guy who wanted the 290-yard reverses.
Yeah, that's even better.
Likely.
Let's hope for that.
We need someone up top to look at Josh Allen get popped and pull him out of the game for the rest of the game because he's got a concussion. Like that's where we're at?
Yes.
What?
They're not even doing that anymore. Yeah, when's the last time you saw that?
I saw it the other night.
No, I don't.
No, you didn't. Shut up.
Yeah, I mean. Mango, you said it earlier at 5 o'clock. Like, this isn't a must-win, and I agree with you. Like, I would say that. You know, you could lose this game and still be in it at 6-6. Now, next week against Arizona would be a must-win. Vegas would be a must-win, right, to get to 8-6. You know, and then you're sitting there with three games left, and you're like, okay, here we go, right? Cincinnati, Buffalo, Miami, whatever. But I don't consider this a must-win. You know, last week against the Jets, that was two weeks ago was a must-win. I don't consider that here tonight. Although it puts you in an amazing, really good spot if you did.
See, technically, obviously, mathematically, you'd still be alive. You still have five games left to play, so sure. But I think this is one of those games where you just – maybe it's not muscle. It's got to have it. You got to have this win. You got to. I feel like it's you need it. I don't think they're going to have
– you could use it.
You could use it. Even better.
You could use this.
Be nice.
You know, how about this? It would be nice.
We put this under. It would be nice.
Category. Oh, can we get a win over here?
Hey, you could really use it.
But I can't win something. Why? What am I?
Am I not smart?
Am I slow?
And what I can't tackle.
What am I, clown for you?
Whoa! What do you mean I'm stupid? I jump off sides. Oh! Somebody say something.
Oh, Paul.
Here comes Cole.
Let's go over. Hey, do you have? I know this is a while ago. We haven't really had many updates, Ryan. Do you have Mike Giardi, NFL Media,
this
talking
was
about
earlier today
the offensive line and some of the issues the Patriots might be facing going into this one here tonight?
Trent Brown got put on the injury report this morning with an illness. Now, I'm told he's going to play, but the question is, can he finish the game? This is the second time he's been sick in the last 3 weeks. Did not start the Jets game a couple weeks ago. Bill Belichick wouldn't say if that was discipline-related or illness-related, but he ended up playing in that game at some point. But the problem is the Patriots don't have their right tackle, Isaiah Wynn. He'll miss the second straight game with a foot injury. And Marcus Cannon, who was his replacement, is on IR with a concussion. So that leaves Yadni Kajus, who started the last few games at right tackle, and then Connor McDermott, who was signed off the Jets practice squad about a week ago.
So, to me, he's going to play.
Trent Brown.
Like he said, he expects him to play. The question is, does he last all game? So McDermott's here for depth, but I would expect it to be Trent Brown. Strange. I expect Andrews to play, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of has to. But he doesn't have to, but Owenu and then Kajust. Like, that's your line.
Oy vey.
Karras and McDermott are depth, and they brought Bill Murray up. Karras. I guess they activated.
No, Karras was last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Karras was last year, yeah. Yeah, Ferentz. Listen.
Thank God Von Miller's not playing.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the hat? And they're acting like, oh, I want the challenge. No, you don't.
Well, it's the same line you
had. Yeah, you don't want the challenge.
It's the same line.
You don't want the smoke.
It's the same line you had last week, but you could have Andrews.
Yeah.
So they were good last week.
They were. Best case scenario for them, Mac Jones is, sacked twice? I mean, what's the over and under for penalties? I would even say, forget about penalties. I'm fine with penalties. I'm fine with all that stuff. Don't let it be a drive killer. Like, don't let it be in the red zone. Don't let it be on 3rd and 4, right? Don't let it be in 3rd and 7, 3rd and 5. And then it's like, you know, 3rd and 15 if it's a holding call, 3rd and 10 if it's offsides. Like, let it be on a play that doesn't completely kill your drive. That's what I would say. Because I feel like even when they have the penalties, they're at the worst possible time.
How about no penalties?
You know what? Last night, hey, Bill told us. Hey, listen, hey, it's time to brag. It's time to look at my kids did. Look at this great award. The fact is that they are a perpetual penalty team. Like, that's who they are.
Yeah.
What, did I say that right?
Perpetual penalty team?
Penalized. Damn it. Yes, I knew I was missing something.
Yeah, we know Von Miller's close, out. Right? As Arkansas,
dude,
that's
I
huge.
Think the wings are starting to hit for you.
Yeah, they are. It's getting close. It's getting close to the final segment.
You had like five pieces of pizza, Mego.
He just wants to hurry up and get the headlines.
You did?
You had five pieces of pizza.
Yeah, I did.
Maybe you weigh a total of 85 pounds now.
Deion Dawkins.
Hey, eat a burger.
Left tackle for the Bills. He's out as well.
Skinny shame.
I mean, they're a little beat up on the offensive line.
Oh, we're doing headlines?
Oh, we're going to do it.
When are we doing headlines?
We're going to do it at 5:45.
Is Mutt coming on to do Mutt versus
Mutt's
going to
come
show.
On at 5:30, just like interrupted last week. We're just going to do the Patriots.
Okay.
So it'll be Mutt versus the show. And this time it'll be Mutt versus Mego.
Okay.
Pat's line is 3.5.
Wow. Okay.
Mutt's going to join us back in studio around 5:30-ish.
Okay.
And I'm sure he's going to throw some
more
prop bets.
What's the record here? Are we?
Our record?
Yeah. Are we winning?
Both sides went 1-2 last week. So that was, that wasn't exactly the great week for either side, but we're still ahead. We still got a two-game
lead. That's all I care about.
I got it somewhere.
For the record, so as far as viewing the game, all right, so what I have heard and what I can see is that there's two different options. If you don't want to do the whole Prime Video thing, like I hate that stupid thing. I hate using it. I hate watching
it. I love Amazon.
It's good because
I love Amazon for TV for shows and movies. So you can watch the show on Fox 25.
Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to be at the game.
The stupid game. Oh, that's right.
Wait, is it on regular TV?
It's on regular TV. Yeah, it's on Fox 25. I see him here doing the whole pregame thing. Oh, not right now. This is a commercial. But
why is that? Because it's local?
It's got to be.
Do they always do that for Amazon Thursday night games?
No idea. I have no idea.
Because my question was going to be, because, we're all going to kind of be here, right,
well,
at the game.
You too.
Yeah. We will. You'll be local.
But my question is, at the game, like, how do I DVR it?
What? Like, can you remote DVR from home?
Do you have Xfinity stream?
No, on what I'm saying is on Amazon. Is it up? Because I've never gone back to watch a Thursday night football.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is it? Can I go back to Amazon and watch a replay of the game?
You don't need. Just have NFL Plus,
or join the All 22 crew,
or ask Steph to do it.
But on Amazon,
I don't know if he even can on Amazon.
No, you can't. You can't DVR. No, you can't tape Amazon.
Okay, well, what's the last time I DVR'd anything? I think it was like.
But it is on Fox.
So
just do that.
I DVR every
Yellowstone. Like, love it. Because the commercials are forever.
Every single Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, and Celtics game. It's like on recording.
Like automatic record.
Yeah. So I mean, but here at the game, it's completely different. So I'd probably like to wake up tomorrow and try to zip through the game real quick again. And if it's only on Amazon Prime, but you're telling me it's on Fox, so I can DVR that. Puppy
DVR
right
that.
Now.
I'm telling you, why don't you don't? You're not part of the All 22 crew.
Yeah, no. You don't have like the NFL tape.
No,
you don't have NFL Plus.
No,
that's
are you shaming me because I don't have NFL Plus, but you don't DVR anything.
I don't have cable.
Oh,
how am I supposed to what am I going to DVR?
Oh, you cut the cord.
Yeah, you cut the cord.
I'm not me. I am attached at the hip with that damn cord.
Do you have cable?
I have YouTube TV.
See?
And it is so much better.
You like it?
Oh, it's so great.
Do you DVR on YouTube TV?
Yeah, it's the easiest thing in the world. You just save everything.
How do you watch Bruins, Red Sox?
There you go. He doesn't want
you can actually say it.
No,
that's
There's a bar near my house I go to.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You
sure there
go
is.
To a bar?
Sure.
He just wants to get away from his newborn
good
baby.
Good comeback. Yeah,
I got to work.
I got to go to the bar. It's for work.
I got to watch the Red Sox 7 days a week. God, it's for work. Promise.
That's right.
Jesus, swear to God.
Not a chance in hell.
So what do you guys got here? Close game, but a loss?
So I got a loss. But I feel good about my loss.
How do you feel good about it?
Hey,
you
we
said
almost
there's
won.
No moral
no,
victories
no,
after week
to me,
four.
To me, this one is painful. This one leaves a mark. This one, you can't sleep at night. Well, because the game's going to end so late anyways. This one's going to sting a bit. Yeah, it is because, once again,
how do
like,
you see
you're not them.
Out? How do you see it playing out?
Similar to Minnesota, but, however you think it is. But I think close enough, they compete. But in the end, they got better talent. They got better players. And eventually, they're going to end up winning it. You give them an opportunity. I really hope it's.
Do you want to give a score? I know you hate scores.
I hate scores.
Mego, you tell me. He can think of a score.
So I don't want to give my full preview because I'm about to.
It's true.
Okay, you
give
stay
give
away.
Yours.
You stay away, yeah, because Mutt's going on here any second now.
What's yours?
You lose. Yeah. You lose, and it's like something like 30-26. I would not take the 3.5 points. But I think it's close. I think it's out of the same script as like all the big games they've played in, whether it's Dallas, whether it's Tampa, whether it's Baltimore, whether it's Minnesota. Like real teams with weapons, like with all their weapons healthy, not backup quarterbacks, not a team missing all their offensive stars, like real football teams.
So we may have to reschedule. Oh, nope. Okay. Mutt was recording something for his show, but he, I believe, is jumping on momentarily for Mutt versus the Show, which we do before Patriots games every Friday, usually.
We usually do. So today we'll just do the Patriots games, and on tomorrow we'll kind of, Foyer and I will give our two.
This is our gambling segment.
Uh-oh. Gambling makes it bearable. Did you buy the hook? You know what? But I don't know what the hook means.
We do it every week.
Gambling is the only way that makes it for you.
No, it is.
It includes Mutt.
Action, action, action. Bing, bang, boom.
So it's Mutt versus the Show.
I made my dad make the bet for me.
You get it 6.5.
How do you get it for six and a half?
Double the juice.
You have what?
All right, this is it every week. We usually do it on Friday because we do the whole thing slate on Sunday. But when these Thursday night games kind of screwing us up, so we just do the Patriots leading up to these games. Last week, both Mutt and the Show went 1-2. Not a good week for many of us.
Brutal.
Just to review it, you guys both hit Minnesota. Mego actually. I'm sorry. No, Arcan took Tennessee for you. Sorry. And I had the Chargers minus 2.5. They didn't cover. Mutt went with Denver minus 1 and Tampa minus 3.5. So both those were losses as well. Mutt, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. If you guys bet, was it minus 170 that a certain show would leave food in the studio before the end of the year, you can cash your bet. That cashed.
Oh, let me guess. So the
I'm just saying there's a lot of
fruit. Midday show?
When you guys are here tomorrow, there's a lot of fruit that's still out from apparently last 9-10 hours.
Gresham Keefe?
I'm not sure. I'm just saying certain show. Just, if you want some fruit,
so,
there's some fruit
out
there.
Yeah, we weren't in there today.
Well,
we
listen,
it's you.
They're being nice.
Can we have a round of applause for the food this morning?
Yeah.
They thought maybe you would have liked some food that was like, 14 hours.
Yeah, I like fruit that's been left out unrefrigerated. It looks delicious. I'm going to dive right in.
Any flies there? Any bugs?
No, not this. No, it's
freaking idiots.
By the way, Garvin, the first thing he said when I walked in is 10
really
hours.
Fruit?
10 hours.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Do the freaking gambling segment.
Okay. All right, let's do it. We're going to start with Mego. She held off on her prediction because it's Mego versus Mutt.
Yeah.
This week, it's her turn to pick the Pats. And let's start. Mego, what do you think?
Okay.
For
tonight's Bills-Patriots game, I am taking Buffalo laying 3.5. As I said before, I think this is going to be a Frankenstein monster of a game between the Ravens and Vikings that you saw from the Patriots. The defense will capitalize off a Josh Allen interception, but fail once again to contain a quarterback that can take off on undesigned runs the way that Allen does. Mac Jones continues to look more like himself, but it is not enough on offense.
Do you write out your scripts?
Yeah, I do for this part. The gambling makes me nervous. You know this.
Oh. All right. All right, so there you go. Mago's got the Buffalo.
Don't be ashamed, for the record. Like, Mutt writes all his stuff out.
So do I.
I'm not
ashamed.
You're sitting here laughing at me. I said, yeah.
Look at her typing.
All right.
Look at her typing.
Mago's got Buffalo minus 3.5.
Look at this idiot planning what she's going to say.
Look at her all prepared.
All right, what do you got there, Mutt?
So the world is betting the Patriots, guys.
Yeah.
If you did not know this, the game opened at 5.5. It is down to 3.5, as Mago said. 37% of the bets, but almost 70% of the money is on the Patriots. And honestly, I don't get it. I don't get this for a second. I don't know if I'm missing something. This front line stinks. I feel like I'm missing some big part of the test that's there. Some information I'm missing. Are the Bills really sick? I talked to a guy in Buffalo today. He said they're fine with you. The left tackle is going to be an issue, but they're a healthy team. I can't bet the Patriots here. They can't score enough to stay with Buffalo. They can't slow down Josh Allen. He smokes them every time. I'm betting the Bills. I'm betting the Bills laying the 3.5 points, and I feel pretty good about it tonight.
I think a lot of people do. I know they can bet with their hearts, and they want to believe the Pats could win. If that's the case, I'd just stay away from it rather than throw your money away. But
yes,
just enjoy it. And if you win, hey, you're happy, right? But I want to ask you the quiz, though, because we have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We ripped through some prop bets on the games.
I heard.
And
Mac
and
Jones over rushing yards. You guys are hammering that bet.
8.5.
Easy.
Love it.
I like Diggs 6.5. I think that one's a good one, too. And Jacoby's got to get over 50.5. But where are you at? Anything jump off the tip page to you?
So another one. The world is betting Ramondre Stevenson tonight to go over his rushing total because he's apparently the only healthy running back. I've tried to get some information on who's going to be the second back. I talked to somebody. Patriot source suggests it might be Kevin Harris, but he didn't have a great idea of who it would be. But I just think, I don't think they'll be able to run the football like the market thinks they will. I want the under on Ramondre Stevenson rushing yards, 62.5 yards. Everyone's betting the over there. You guys mentioned rushing total. Josh Allen's total is 42.5 yards. I bet the over on that earlier today in the great state of New Hampshire. Isaiah McKenzie has torched the Patriots and Miles Bryant. Maybe they'll switch up to Marcus Jones, but until I see it, over 3.5 catches on McKenzie. And the one Patriots prop bet I made today is Jacoby Myers. The Bills give up the second most yards against slot receivers in the NFL, only second worst to the Miami Dolphins. Myers' prop right now is 50.5 receiving yards. Mac is obsessed with throwing to Jacoby Myers, so I want the over on Jacoby Myers, 50.5 receiving yards tonight. In a game, the Bills will win. Patriots are chasing. They have to throw. Myers a big game as a receiver tonight against Buffalo.
Yeah, that's interesting. And one guy you mentioned, too, I like is Isaiah McKenzie. Was it 29.5 receiving yards?
I like the over there, too. Remember, he had 12 targets for 125 yards against the Patriots last year. He had 10 targets on Thanksgiving. They're starting to phase him back in. Big game for him in the slot. In a game that the wind is not going to be an issue. Stop talking about the wind at Gillette Stadium. It's going to be fine. The wind's not an issue for anyone in this game.
Who's talking
about the wind?
All three of you.
Not a
chance. All three of you. We haven't talked about the wind once.
For you stood up. You did a whole segment on wind. You did the wind direction. It's going to affect the game. I was listening.
That's not true.
Are you talking about the stuff that he did before his pizza?
I enjoyed the beginning of the show where Forey was talking about how nervous he'd be before a game. He like, started walk around. That's how he is around here. Like before like a big event, he's walking around talking to everybody, room to room.
Did you happen to hear about his pee testing experience in the NFL?
I learned today that if I have to pee, I should poop.
Yes.
That's what I learned today. Yeah, I listen every day to all 4 hours of your show, whether I like it or not. You guys have a good show. I listen every day. So, yes, I heard.
Hack. It's like a hack.
Wow. Life hacks with Christian Fourier.
All right,
Mike.
You're really pro hacking tips. The human body.
So, what, you got us covered right up to the game?
We're here until 10 o'clock tonight. Live updates.
Oh, all through the game.
Live updates during the game tonight. Andy Hart's going to be in studio because he's at the post-game show. And a bunch of other things planned during the game. But live updates as the game is happening. And obviously, your pregame for the game starting at 6.
All right, there it is. Much gave you some
great
winners.
Great job, guys.
Both Ian, appreciate it much. Both Ian and Mago going Buffalo. And there's some prop bets there as well to win some cash. All right, listen, we're down here at Helix Esports. Getting you ready for it down here at Gillette Stadium, actually in Patriots Place. When we come back, we have last call, last thoughts about this one.
Oh, headlines.
Next. Oh, and headlines.
Yes.
Can't forget the headlines.
Come on now.
It's all coming up next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Art can't go. Yeah. Get ready. Who's got the horn section? Ready? Mago, you're up next.
All right, listen, before we head out like we do every single week, we usually do it on Fridays because, again, the game's usually on Sundays, but with the Thursday night action, we need to find out what the headline is going to be for this one tomorrow morning. So I'm going to start with Christian. He's all excited. Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm excited. All right,
said his is really, really good. He kept talking about it during the break.
That's right. Over-promise. Okay, so I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win, and in the front page of the Buffalo Gazette is a picture of Mac Jones on his back in like a fetal position, you know, something like that. And it says this.
Who's your daddy now?
Just like that.
Oh, I like it.
There's a delay reaction.
I like it.
Come on.
Yeah, the Bills are the
Don't hate.
Daddy.
Who's your daddy now? Who is your daddy now? This is the complete flip. It's a switch. Okay, they're in charge. You're no longer the best one. Who is your daddy now? Bam, all up in your face.
I like it. All up in your face. What do you got, Mago?
Okay, so I also think that the Bills win. I'm writing this for cover of the Boston Globe or Boston Herald, whoever wants it.
Why not the Buffalo Gazette?
Because I write for the local papers. The headline
is Trainwreck Sports Podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
The headline is just Patriots make them punt.
Exclamation point. That's all right, good.
Yay!
I like that one. Simple and clean. I like it. It says a lot.
All right, I'm going to go. I guess I'll go Buffalo News as well.
Okay.
It's a picture of number 14, Steph Diggs, holding the football in the air, celebrating the end zone. And the headline is Bills Diggs, in parentheses, themselves out of fourth quarter hole.
Wow. See, I like that one too.
Steal
That's
a win
good one.
From the Pats.
Wow, it's very wordy, but I like it.
Yeah.
Because I understand what you're talking about. Good job.
All right.
I like because I understand.
I don't usually understand a lot.
I love it. I go, Arcan.
All right, I'm warning you again. Once again, mine really sucks. Okay. But it's Josh Allen holding the ball, celebrating. Just joshing you. Too much Allen is Bill's steamroll Patriots.
Oh, okay, I like it. Just joshing you. Too much Allen. Now let's go to the man himself, man. Ryan Garvin. What do you got back in studio?
Yeah,
buddy?
I also need a little help here. Foyer?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait.
No,
not,
whoa,
not,
whoa.
Not,
what? No, he
no,
didn't,
no, no.
I don't know what he's doing.
Not that Foyer. I got to go to Pass Foyer. Pass Foyer, help me out, would you?
I'm sticking with my original assessment of Josh Allen, and I'm here to co-sign once again for myself that he
is still really good and much better than your quarterback, Bill Swin.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll take the L.
I
excellent
like it.
Job.
Thank you, Pass Foyer.
I like the headline.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Yeah. You really hope that the guy you see is the guy I was talking about, I don't know, 5 years ago, 4 years
at
ago?
At least four or five years ago.
It was a while ago. That's the guy you really hope you see.
It used to be so fun to make fun of him.
The problems that I have is, like, thinking about the Bills and this defense. We were talking about, like, Josh Allen's not himself lately. Like, he isn't himself. They've scored 31, 33, and 28 points. While he's not himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
amazing.
Turned the ball over three times against Minnesota, they scored 30. You know, and they lost that game on that last one, but whatever. It's like, that's where I'm still stuck on it. Like, I feel like it's close, and in the fourth quarter, talent takes over.
Man.
He and Diggs take over.
If they win this game, like, the fans should rush the field. When's the last time
you can't do
pro
that in
fans,
the NFL?
When's the last time pro fans rushed the field?
It's like 1972.
Right, they should. Why don't they? I feel like they're just too old.
Are you
they can't
to
get over the barrier.
Christian, I think you need to be careful in case you are inciting a riot right now.
What? Listen, when has it happened? Has it ever happened?
Yeah.
You
Patriots fans took down
game.
The happened here at the old stadium.
They stopped doing that a while ago.
Like,
they really put their foot down.
Time.
I think they all got arrested. But yeah. I think they took the they walked with the goalpost down Route 1, I think.
Well, this
that's
the old
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
Man.
Like, it doesn't happen.
It used to be a different kind of fan.
They're
down
too
here.
Old. It's too corporate. I'm not jumping over that
hold
wall.
Hold on. I got to play. Ken just text me. I got
to
play this.
The views and comments related to any topic or person between the hours of 2 to 6 p.m. on WEEI 93.7 FM are the sole opinions of Christian Foyer.
Where's the risk with that comment about them rushing the field?
Christian Foyer told me to come out here to the 50.
Oh, God. You guys want to know why they don't do it anymore?
Good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
1985, December 23rd. Five young men celebrating after a Bengals-Patriots football game were hospitalized with electrical burns after a section of a metal goalpost taken from the stadium touched a 13,000-volt wire.
Oh, my. So they're grabbing it and they hit the wire?
They zapped
themselves. Oh, that is amazing.
Did they live?
That is amazing.
It does not say. It says they were hospitalized.
I don't think it matters.
So let's go ahead and assume that they live.
That is amazing. We won. Woohoo!
By the way, I know we got a few minutes here. We got to talk about a couple of wide receivers, but you guys see the latest update, by the way, Antonio Brown?
No.
If you heard the news earlier, Tampa Bay, I guess the police, issued an arrest warrant for Antonio Brown for alleged battery.
Ooh.
Domestic violence, or whatever, right? So this I just saw from Amy Dash's just 11 minutes ago. We talked about it earlier.
Odyssey Insider.
Yeah, our Odyssey Insider. Antonio Brown is reportedly engaged in a standoff with police. He has locked himself in his home, refusing to turn himself in on an active arrest warrant for alleged battery. Police negotiators are trying to reason with Bourne using a megaphone. Brown allegedly has guns in his house.
Of course he does.
Oh, jeez.
Like, what is going on?
How do you negotiate with Antonio Brown in that situation? Like, where do you start?
Like, how bad could this thing go?
It's like, butterfly.
Just come out.
Butterfly.
I'm saying, am I crazy? Like, we were talking about this a little bit off air. Was there a similar standoff? He's never been in a standoff before, right?
No, I mean, I would hope not.
I don't know.
Remember when he was, like, throwing rocks at the people that came to the door? Is it like he didn't want to come out then, too? Was it something like that?
Ah, C-T-T-T-E.
But he refuses to get outside of his house in a megaphone telling this guy to come out. Like, what are we doing?
Don't they usually just go in and get him? Like, I mean, he's got a warrant out, right?
The idea is he has guns in there.
Yeah.
So they don't want to send their people in there with
an armed
I feel like that makes the charges worse. You know, whatever's going on with him, it's
SWAT
gonna,
team.
They're
rolls
worried they're
going
to get shot if they go in. That's going to make it
worse. SWAT team rolls up, tear gas in there.
The idea, I think, is that you don't want to risk the shooting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because kids could be in there.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what's in there? You don't want any part of it. All right, let's do last call.
What do you think his demands are?
Last call.
I want a jet. $1 million.
Bring Giselle.
Helicopter. Yeah. Giselle. Where's Giselle?
Pay off everybody.
I'll only negotiate with Giselle.
Pay off everybody I owe money to. All right, last call. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. We'll give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Now, I don't know if you guys are following this or not, but one Odell Beckham Jr. I know my son is following it very closely, where he ends up, whether it's Buffalo, Dallas, or he wants him to go back to the New York Giants. As we all know, was it happened last week, earlier this week, Odell was actually taken off of a flight for refusing to put on his seatbelt, whether he fell asleep or whatever. Yesterday we played some Mad Dog, right, Russo? Getting on Stephen A. Smith. We had to go back to Mad Dog because this guy is
double
on a
dip.
Roll. He was on there with Stephen A. again.
You know he they slept started, well last night.
Oh, my God. They started talking about Odell Beckham Jr. getting pulled off the airplane. Listen to Mad Dog Russo get on him.
That's a disgrace.
What's a disgrace?
That's a disgrace.
What's a disgrace?
Here's a guy. First off, buy a private plane. That's number one.
Stop it!
Number
two, why you spending on people money?
Plane?
You don't know how much money he's making. He's unemployed right now.
He's making millions of dollars. He's $50 million. All the
buy
commercials.
A plane.
Think about this for a second. Here's a guy at 9. First off, watch the games. Why is he on a plane at 9:30 in the morning? The NFL's on at 1. He's on a plane going to L.A. on America.
Got, excuse me.
Not on America.
Wow.
Not on America.
You don't know that? How you know that?
They don't have live television on the road. He doesn't put his seatbelt on.
Oh, my God.
And he's half asleep. Let me ask you a question. How about the Porsche? Can I finish?
Oh, my God. Go ahead, man. Okay. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
You too, there, slob. Don't pay attention. How about the poor slob? In the back of the plane. Okay, can I talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
Who's got a connection to Tahiti. All right? And he somehow, someway, misses his connection because the plane's about to take off. And they got to go back to the gate to drop him off because he won't put his seatbelt on. And the poor slob in the back row can't get his flight to Tahiti because they missed the connection at LAX. Because he is too
out of it on the plane. I can't believe I'm here witnessing this right
and
now.
This is the guy you want to bring the Dallas Cowboys. It's the guy almost half asleep on a plane. And they put his seatbelt on, and the poor people in the back had to sit around to
what
push him
happening?
Off the plane. You think that's right? You
what
think that's
happening?
A fair thing?
Is it possible? I mean, you don't know what the situation was. He could have took some Ambien and was just knocked out, a little sleepy. You don't know
at
what's going on.
At 9:30 in the morning, who takes Ambien at 9:30 in the morning?
And
good point.
Scene.
That's the best part. Who takes? Well,
who's taking Ambien at 9:30
oh
in the morning?
Oh my God, he is on a roll right now. He is absolutely on a roll.
How far was he flying? Do we have that flight?
I don't
is he
even
going
know.
From like East Coast to West Coast? I'm just trying to figure out.
No,
like,
he was in Miami, going to LA. So yeah, East Coast to West Coast.
East Coast to West Coast. Yeah. I mean, you might take something to relax yourself
drink
for that.
A glass of wine.
Yeah.
Let's ask First Take.
You don't know that? How you They don't have live television on the road.
Oh, so that's what it sounds
whoever the woman.
Is that what we sound like?
The woman on there does sound a little bit like the Mars Attacks alien.
All right. All right. That's going to do it. Mutt's got you covered. Got a full show. You said Andy Hart will be in the house, give you some updates throughout the game. And, of course, after the game, Six Rings podcast, Andy Hart and Fitzy, they got you covered. You guys excited for this one? You good or what?
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
All right. I think everybody's ready to go. Still got to wait a couple hours.
Yeah.
That's a lot of boozing to do, I think.
Yeah.
Mego, I have a prediction to make that Mego is going to come in tomorrow, her dark sunglasses on, hung the F over. Like,
yeah.
She's got a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a hotel room. She's got her girlfriends out. She's already admitted that she's not going to stop drinking till one of them fall down.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I heard you say it off the air.
I didn't say that. I said that I was going to come crash fifth quarter.
Well, <yeah. laughs>
that would be good.
I dare you.
That would be good.
I dare you. He's not going to be there.
Okay,
who's
going to? Reese?
No, he doesn't host it. It'll be Burton or this Mike Uva guy.
All right.
I was going to say, I don't think Burton would get a kick out of
that. No, he's not.
He would not like that.
Dare you. Dog dare you.
Do it.
I have the poll question.
All right, everybody.
It's multiple choice.
Enjoy the game.
Get going on.
Enjoy the game. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow at 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.